Jerry Bader Show 926. Earl can vouch for this. I said Helen Keller on the air, like moments, you had just hung up with a guy, didn't you? So it was a man, right? Sir Earl can vouch. He did not have a chance to share with me that you said Helen Keller. Sir, you and I had the identical thought at the same time because you were calling in as I was saying it at exactly the same time. She's never brought up in quality of life issue debates, and she should be. Helen Keller, of course, I think she was, 6 weeks or 6 months old when she was struck by a fever that left her blind and deaf. And she was just considered irredeemable. That's why her teacher, Ann Sullivan, is called the miracle worker. Of course, Helen Keller would go on to college and be a prolific author. 19 months. They think it might have been rubella or scarlet fever. Don't know. Look at the full productive life she led. I'm not saying we know Charlie Garth. I don't know. Literally, God knows. That's the point. But I think McGurn's point is a really, really good one about this whole concept that we don't think there should ever be suffering. And if someone is suffering, we treat them like an animal and put them out of their misery. Well, how come it's okay for animals? Because dogs aren't sentient beings. Their happiness is literally tied to their healthiness, that nothing's hurting them, that they're loved, and that they get food and water. That's it. Humans are different. And this is where you think that you can eradicate suffering on this world, which you cannot. And when you do, that's when you have family members holding down a woman so she can be killed. To Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Just a real brief one. You mentioned an excellent example of Helen Keller. How about somebody who's with us now who I personally don't agree with, but everybody praises as a genius and a great contributor, and who lives in England, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going. Stephen Hawking is considered one of the most brilliant minds on the planet. And you're right, I don't always see it that way, but that he is alive for me to disagree with him, and you, Tim, is exactly the point. And it is stunning to me that there are those who are advocating for single-payer health care system in this country as Republicans form a circular firing squad on the issue again. You know, they don't understand what happens when this. I love and I hate the way that McGurn said it. Single-payer means single authority. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. I think the suffering one is a big thing here. More calls after the news. 888-455-1360.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.